Dave Hiddleston. Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Martha Anguiano. Chris Condon.
I'm calling Chris right now to see if he's on his way.
I think he's unless he'll be out of town.
No, I don't think
he's late. He said he's late. Israel Pure.
Here.
Sarah Gluck.
Here.
Jan Goodman.
Here.
Ian Johnson.
Present.
Christina Juarez.
Here.
Tracy Hawkins.
Present.
Alan Dutcher, he asked for an excused absence. John Casey O'Brien.
Here.
Dave Rizzo.
Good shot. Yeah, we're looking for you. It's four.
Margaret Prescott. Leslie Radford.
Here.
Summer Reed. Rico Ross.
Here.
Linda Sutton. Donna Warren.
She asked for an excuse absence.
I
move that the people who asked for excuse absence
be granted.
Okay.
Will you read the name?
Hold on. I'll read the names. Allie Lexa asked for an excuse absence. Donna Warren. Yosha Manaka. And Leslie had asked for one, but she is here now.
Yes. I have only some objection.
You have an objection?
Yeah.
I'll take a poll.
I know two of
no, I mean, you know, there are people that they haven't been here. It's been 2 months, 3 months, and they ask for excuse.
I don't think it's any of the people you just mentioned. Why don't you take a quick vote?
And then I have a
call the question.
Okay, can I?
I agree with you.
Yeah, okay. Can we, all those in favor of excusing the members that are after an excused absence, can we have to show of hands, please? Okay, those opposed? Okay, I think we have a majority of
Two abstentions?
Okay. I'd like to state the reason for abstaining. That when people request an excuse absence, they really need to say why.
I have a question. This is with regard to the newest member that we have, Linda Sutton. Did anybody inform her about this meeting?
She was at the last meeting.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But did we set the time and the date and the place? I don't think so.
No. I don't know the date.
I don't think she's on the
list.
I'm asking if she's on the list.
I don't think so.
Who has the list?
You have the list.
I have a win.
I'd like to say as far as excused absence go, I would encourage everybody to contact the chair or the vice chair regarding that rather than sending messages through the rest of us. An email to Tracy, Steve, Justin.
Tracy?
Why Tracy? And not as vice chair, but just as somebody you might send a message through, why not send the email to Steve or Chris?
Okay. Yes. Chair, do you have an assistant like a secretary so you don't have to do all of this yourself during the meeting?
No,
I haven't.
We need to get a separate room.
So you don't have to do all of this yourself.
No, I'm volunteering.
Hey,
can
we speak one at a time, please?
Is anybody willing to act as secretary for this meeting to take notes?
I nominate Israel.
Thank you. I decline with respect.
Anybody else?
It doesn't have to be now.
What's that, Jonathan? Does she have a computer?
No. It's over here.
Can we member of the public as well?
Richard.
Richard?
Over there.
He also helped me set the moonlight.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay, I'd like to make another motion. I'd like to make a motion to excuse Linda. Linda.
Second.
And even though a motion shouldn't have two subjects, in this case, just to make it time efficient, to add her to our LSD list,
yes.
Whoever does that.
Yeah, I may have forgotten.
Okay, everyone in favor of Jan's motion, raise your hands, please.
So how many do we have?
10 yeas. Opposed? No opposition. Abstentions? 1 abstention, 2 abstentions. So her motion passed.
Did the secretary get the previous motion on the excuse absence?
You're not going to be the secretary.
Did you get
the... Okay, Richard, if you'd like to come over here, you can.
Yeah, sure, maybe she can. Yeah, maybe she can. Yeah, sure, maybe
she can. And does anybody have a different size piece of paper for the paper that Richard could use?
How about the back one of these extra...
Sorry, that's where
I'm going.
Yes, I can. You can take that. I have
it. Okay, great.
For other purposes, the email.
Does anybody have some paper?
Or is the pad? He's happy with the pad, you guys?
Okay.
I would like to ask that we take a moment of silence to honor Juan Rafael Santos, who most of you know as Rafael Rosaria,
yes,
who died 2 nights ago. Rafael, for those of you who didn't know, was a long-time listener activist. And I told Leslie, those of you who met him for the first time in our recent meeting saw someone who had been transformed and affected all of us. My first encounter with Rafael in the Lister movement was him and Dave Adelson screaming at each other at the top of the lungs at the Lister organizing meeting. And I think you all saw what he was like in our last meeting where he tried to business and make his point as usual very, very eloquently and calmly and tried to build bridges. So I would like to ask for a moment of silence for our companero, Juan Rafael Santos.
May I say something also, too? As a listener, I first came across him when I went up to the PNB meeting at Berkeley, and he had organized a separate meeting off the campus of Berkeley, outside of the PNB, to actually have a workshop for people that wanted to work on racial tensions within Pacifica. And he, out of that, formulated with their help and presented at the meeting and also for people that you know, have disabilities and other things as well, so that the people at the national board directors accepted that it was going to be worked on throughout the Pacifica network and at each station. And he was the only person who kept really on it and kept working on it all along. And he did it gently and sometimes loudly, but he made us aware that it wasn't being done very well, and we still have those problems. So I think we should, you know, amongst other things, be thankful that he was there to do that for us, because we weren't doing it ourselves.
I'd like to say a word about Rafael as well. I don't know Rafael that well, and I'm still learning things about him. And I was talking to Leslie earlier today, saying that when a politician dies, they make this big hoo-ha the next day on media and television and everything. But when an activist dies, somebody that does the same work but doesn't get paid a penny for it, there's nothing. Rafael was a prime example of size doesn't matter, because he was a little dynamite. And when I was chair, I remember when he would raise his hand, I would always get a little concerned, because I didn't know what he was going to say, but the man always spoke eloquently, and he always spoke with great courage. I just think that we should make more of people like Rafael, and people that don't get paid for all this work they do, as opposed to the politicians that do get paid.
Okay. Okay, so we will take a moment of silence for Raphael.
Yes.
Before I go, let me say that when he walked in the room, he knew he was here.
Grace, could you wait until Leslie's finished? Please.
When you walked into a room, you felt it. And you felt a force was here. And I asked you all to know that force, that moral force, is sitting right here, today and always.
Okay, the next item of business is the minutes. However, I don't think we have any minutes today.
Lamont is told me that he was hoping to bring the minutes later, so can we move that point on the agenda to later on the agenda after he comes? So hopefully we can.
Can we get a clarification
on
what minutes
that
we're talking
about?
Last meeting.
The first half of this is the first half.
Yeah,
of this
right,
is
exactly.
Half.
Okay, now if we can we move to committee report?
Our approval is here. Oh, we have approved the agenda. We're not using that.
Okay. All right, then, for the sake of time, and we're scheduled to adjourn at 4 o'clock. I know I should put that ahead of time, but is that okay with everybody to adjourn at 4 o'clock?
Absolutely.
So now, if we can, we'll move to committee reports. Governance Committee. Anybody here with the governor?
Vice chair.
Well, no, I am the vice chair, and recently, on Saturday to say, our chair resigned from his position and everything, and I haven't up to this point had a chance to pick up any information I need to present a report, so I'd like to put it off to the next LSD meeting.
Okay.
Do
you have any motions or anything?
I have to, you know, it's so long ago. We'll bring it all up in the next month. Sorry, but I'm the vice chair, and that's the way it goes.
I'd like to address that, please. Yeah, I think the responsibility of the vice chair is to be on top of these things, and it's not something that we can keep hunting on because, you know, the time is a wasting. I don't think we've had a committee report from governance in several months, and because we haven't been able to get to our agenda. So it's a shame when we, you know, when we waste the opportunity we have in the agenda by not having our team together.
I appreciate the members' advice, and as one who was instrumental in making Jack step down, I think Ian should realize that you are part of the reason that we are here.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. The member should direct his comments to the chair. I believe he should not be naming members nor making accusations.
Okay. Well, you just did that to me. I appreciate it.
Order, sir.
One thing, I mean, if we could refrain from these personal attacks, I've had complaints. This is one thing. If you have personal attacks against one another, take it up outside.
Point of order. I did not make a personal attack. I said I think it's not a good thing when we waste our opportunities in committee to get our work done by not having our things together here. And then that was turned into a personal attack.
Okay, I'm not directing it to either one of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think the point has been made, and I think we should move on to the next committee report.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, how about outreach? We have a report from
the
five. Yeah, five.
Five,
that's right.
Summer's not here. Do we have a vice chair?
Let him run the meeting, Ian. He is the chair.
We have a vice chair for the finance committee?
I don't think it's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Number one was PN, number one, which was altered on the printed list, was PNZ director's reports. Number two was the various committee reports, which you're trying to do right now. Number three was the GM report.
So number one should be a PNB director's report, and two should be committee reports, and three should be the GM report.
So should we collect the incorrect agendas that everyone has a copy of?
Sure.
Thank you.
No, we don't need to collect them.
We don't
need to
know
what
they
are.
You just go, just try that.
Yeah, and we're talking one which simply makes what is now number seven, number five. And we've moved past there. So it's five, the committee reports are now six. The GM reports here, but there is none of seven, and then we adjourn.
There you go. Thank you.
Point of information?
Thank you, Bernie.
I wasn't trying to run the meeting. I was simply asking if we knew who the committee sub-chair was. We have, I believe, one member of the committee here present. Grace Aaron is a new member of the finance committee?
Yes.
Do you know who the vice chair is?
I don't believe we could sit. Terry, do we have a vice chair?
We don't have a vice chair.
I'm not on the finance committee at this point.
Okay. Well, I am.
Okay. So who can give a report?
No report.
Yeah.
No report?
At this point?
There was no report. I'm trying to think. There was maybe one item, and no, there's no report.
And really, you should have after the
John, was there in the finance committee, was there any pressing, anything pressing that was supposed to be brought to this committee?
Take the dog out of the meeting, please.
Two people just objected, Mr. Chair, to the dog being in the room.
He's taking
it.
Yeah, really.
He doesn't have to leave the room. I'm going to speak to this. Dogs are not prohibited from these meetings. And Ian, for yourself, and my dog's in the car, not in the room.
That's your problem.
So that's my problem?
No, that's
my point of order, please. Point of order. I am responsible.
Bothering Jason. Fine, we'll take him somewhere else.
John, I am responsible for this building today. And dogs are not brought into the peace center. So could you please remove the dog?
John, did you hear what Peter said? She's responsible for the building, and she has to be removed from many dogs.
Haven't been called on?
I've been in the peace center many times. I've been many dogs in the peace center. Can we, can the just chair make a ruling or have us vote on it?
Okay, you want to take a vote on whether we should allow dogs to enter your center?
No, I want you to take Crow. Crow and Todd, if you're going to take Crow, I would like you to take Todd before we have a vote.
Okay,
we're deciding. The LA Times made an announcement about particular dogs that have the ability to go around and scent track people, and then they can find them at demonstrations. LAPD has dogs that do things like that. And I don't trust personally the member who is not a member who brought the dog into the Peace Center, who has just been asked by the person who is in charge of the building to remove the dog. And he's refusing to do so.
Personal
so we've had a phone contact.
I have to call on
the dog comes over to sniff me every time that dog is in the room. And I don't like being sniffed by dogs. It's been happened on several occasions prior to the court. Inside this building.
Point of order, please.
In a Green Party meeting. He sailed a dog over to sniff people, and it's not right.
I've got her first.
Dog doesn't seem to be well trained.
It's very well trained.
Please, the two of you, all of you. When people object to an animal coming into a meeting, if there is any objection, people have allergies, there are all kinds of reasons, I think that it is behooves the person to remove the animal. It's a cat or a dog or a horse.
Like a personal privilege, I mean, addressed. In case Don is in Rock's rules.
He'll be public comment after this.
I'm curious about that.
Is that
fine?
Precedence over the members of the group.
Right. No, it absolutely does.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, and members of the community that have been here today, I think there's a lot of more important things on our agenda. You know, this dog issue is killing into our time. I'm 1 minute away of just walking out. And I really think whatever everybody's insecurity is with the feds, the cops, you know, this is not the meeting to have this. If there's rules that this building has to abide, that's fine. If not, it's just waste of precious time. So I would, whatever it is, to move on. Let's just move on. The dog is over there. The person understood. Let's just move on with this agenda. We have so many things, and this meeting is going before. I would hope that this meeting gets to be done in 35 minutes.
I'm going to take a moment to consult with my parliamentarian. I'm going to uphold Sherna's ruling on this. And she has a legal authority over the building right now. So I'm sorry, you'll have to keep the dog out of the building today. Please.
Okay. Summer doesn't know that we're right up to the Finance Committee report. The only thing that I recall from that meeting of any interest to this body is that Efren Uranus, who just is recovering from major cancer surgery and will not be able to put in the excessive hours that he has been putting in on the job. He's currently undergoing chemotherapy. He informed us that he will not be able to produce the monthly finance report until the end of the first week of the month. So he
Because we brought this up the last thing. It's really the beginning of the second week. That's why it's sort of problematic how we schedule the LSB meeting. So that has to be a decision made by the body, because that will be throughout the year. He basically doesn't have the numbers available until approximately beginning mid of the second week of every month. So we can make a decision. We can either continue the way we are now, you know, where we have the meetings before the finance reports are ready, or we
can use last month.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I mean, that's
for the
strategy.
And also, just to finish on that, the other reason he didn't have fresh data for us at the last meeting a couple of weeks ago is because they're doing the audits with the national office, so he had just sent everything up there and didn't have some of it back yet. So by next month's LSC meeting, we should have fresh data from him.
The subject was to change that you made a ruling and it was not adhered to. You made a ruling that John Wanger would bring his dog outside. He did not do it.
John, you did not remove your dog?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to do personal civil disobedience today. He's sitting on the rug. He's out of the room. He's not sniffing anybody. It's just a whole politically motivated BS action, and I strongly strongly suggest he's sitting on the rug, looking out the door, watching traffic.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna ask you to remove your dog from the building.
And I respectfully disobey.
What's
I would just like to echo what my colleagues said. Is that the point has been made, and I hope that John understands that this probably will be an ongoing thing if it happens again. But for this meeting now, John is here, the dog is here. As long as they keep the dog over there, maybe we can continue on with business and get this agenda finished.
Is that okay with
everyone? I have no
problem.
Sure. I don't know why someone has a right to go against the ruling of the chair. I am responsible for the pizza for today. I already talked to some homeless people who are sleeping outside. I have to take responsibility. There is no policy about letting dogs in. I don't care if there have been dogs in before or not.
I'm not here to debate if it's the right of somebody to have a dog in the building. I respect you, and I respect the responsibility and what you need to do to keep this building intact so that we could use it in the future, et cetera, et cetera. The chair has already told the person, I'm sorry,
John.
And the person heard, the person accepted, the person already stated what the person was going to do. Unless you want to spend more time, unless you have to pay for the carpet to get clean, I'll pay for that. Let's just get the meeting going. We're not here again to debate the right, whether you come in and push the agenda for KPFK, which is we need to increase our listeners, we need to deal with the financial issues that we have, and I'm sure there's members of the public who would like to voice their opinion separate from the rights of somebody to bring in a dog. I really would like to move forward. And if we need to take a vote to move forward, let's do so.
Somebody needs to appeal the ruling of the chair.
No, he has a right to disobey.
No, he doesn't.
Why not?
Because someone should literally arrest him. Sergeant Arnold should do that. Take him out of the room. That's all that has to happen.
Let's just move on with the agenda.
The dog's under control.
The dog is under control.
I'm sorry. I'm standing on my rule. Shura has the legal authority on this building now.
You guys are driving nuts. But this guy brings back a meeting. It's not possible with people, and he does it every time. And he knows people don't like it.
I don't know. Order, please.
I just do it here.
Call us to order, please. Could the chair call order?
There's a radio station that seems you want to argue about a fucking dog.
Your point is
worth it. Well taken.
I would just like to note that several people have gone over and asked me to Winger to remove the dog. But since that's not happening, can we go on with?
Can you do that?
Can you move forward, Fina's suggestion, and move forward. You know whether it happens or doesn't happen. Sure. Let's just move forward.
All right. Move forward.
Where are we in the CMB report is what we're
talking about. Yeah, well, CMB report.
So why don't we call? Let's let the members come back. Call them back.
Pardon? Who owns this back, Ms. Davis?
Bottom line, it's totally disrespectful to her to like make blame her of civil disobedience.
I'm not blaming her.
No, but the point is, it kind of did because you're saying, you know, I'm going to leave, you know, and this is ridiculous. It is ridiculous, but his behavior is
order.
He has a right to that.
CMB report. Can you give a CMB report?
Then we have an outreach.
Yeah, I think we're going to
have an outreach.
That's right. You turned it around, right? They turned the order around. With the last meeting.
Wait, don't blame the board for that.
This is start. It's an hour 15 minutes late. It's start.
fact is, no one's here, no one can make any reports.
There's going to be an in-person Pacifica National Board meeting next weekend, starting Friday at noon, at the Feminist Majority Offices. That's at 433 South Beverly Drive. And the address and announcement is on the KPFK website.
One second, please, Lamont.
Sorry, we're blocking somebody else. I think Sean is in the Nissan Center.
No, I'm in the back.
The Nissan Center, anybody in Nissan Center blocking a car park back there? No? Okay.
Okay.
As some of the audience may not know,
Rico Ross was elected to be a Pacifica National Board rep. Also, Leslie Radford, myself, and Sean Casey O'Brien. Sean is the one staff rep to the PNB from KPFK. The affiliate directors are Lucia Wangaza from North Carolina. She has a small radio station that she's the general manager of. And NWANGAZA. The second affiliate director is David Beaton. He's from a small affiliate station in Florida. KPFC, the new KPFC directors are Susan Young, who's newly elected, Sandra Walline, who's newly elected. She served on the PNB in 2007. Wendy Schrell, who's been on the PNB, she was reelected. She's been on for a long time. And George Ryder, who was also reelected. That's from KPFC. WBAI, all the 2008 directors were reelected, so there's no change of directors from that station. KPFA, Sherry Gendelman was reelected. Bonnie Simmons was reelected. Sar Randhawa is timed out. He was on the 2008 PNB. He was not couldn't be reelected. I think somebody by the name of Andrea was elected. I'm sorry, I don't remember her last name.
Andrea Fishman.
Andrea Fishman, is that it? I don't know. Doesn't sound, maybe. And Joe Wanzala was reelected also. Bonnie Simmons is the staff director from KPFA. WCFW, the directors are Jim Brown, the staff director, Lucette King, Campbell Johnson, and A.C. Bird. Did I go over all five stations? Did I leave out a station?
No.
Can you send this to us
via email so we don't?
There was some interest on the part of some people about who the directors were from other stations, and I got an email, so that's why I brought it up here. In terms of the issues, this is a new board. We will hopefully be coming to grips with our financial situation. Happily, KPFK has really turned itself around financially. It's been very difficult. The finance committee locally and nationally approved $350,000 in layoffs for the fiscal year 2009 budget for KPFK. So that meant difficult layoffs at the station.
we now, however, are bringing in more money than we're spending at KKK, and the business manager, and this is verified by Sean Hightemper, the GM, we will be able to pay off our entire remaining debt to the National Office of about $360,000 in the February fund drive. We're also current with our local bill. The biggest problem in the network right now is WBAI. They have a debt to the National Office of about $850,000. They are losing about $300,000 a year. That's according to a public statement made in an open finance committee meeting by Lonnie Hicks, the chief financial officer of that division. He stated, this is slightly contradictory, that he said that they are spending about $30,000 more a month than they're bringing in an income. There are a lot of other problems at that station. A lot of problems. There are 5,000 outstanding premiums that have not been mailed to people who pledged money for premiums in the last few fund drives. And a lot of the incoming calls at their fund drives are complaints about premiums not being mailed. About 40% of the incoming fund drive calls I've heard from a staff person there. So there are a lot of structural difficulties at WBAI, which have not been that we haven't addressed yet. That really must be addressed. WPFW also had a poor fund drive. The last fund drive was way under expectations. So that station will not be able to pay its bill either if some changes aren't made there. Their fund drive goal was $500,000. They came in $150,000 short.
KPFA, all the stations, there's still a Nissan Maxima blocking a car. Is there anyone here driving any type of Nissan?
Nissan Maxima?
Yeah, I'm driving Maxima.
Yeah, maybe it's your
Maxima.
Stay here.
Let's give them another 15 minutes.
Okay. So now I think that's all the news I have. Important news. If anyone has any questions,
I have a motion because one of the reasons that we asked for 1 hour, I don't know if anyone's keeping time or not.
I am.
Okay, including time and a couple of comments. One of the big issues, obviously, is the financial situation that some of which Grace reported on. And this LSB had passed a no to the low motion. I have a motion that was developed by a group of listeners and some of us on the MPA staff with regard to the loan issue, because the PMB is going to be meeting here, and may very well, I think, take up the financial situation. So I would like to introduce that motion at this point. There are copies. May I introduce my motion?
Yes.
I was recognized.
You're recognized.
And there are there should be copies that you need to share so we're sure the listeners have it. Although we remain opposed to any loan, if there is no alternative to paying the current debt, any new loan must be negotiated under the following conditions. One, the PMB shall obtain from the National Office and shall publish and provide LSB with a detailed line item statement specifying the current debt and that any new loan be used solely to pay that debt. Two, the PMB shall direct all units to make cost reductions in order to make the community financial situation sustainable, including staff reductions. Three, the National Office shall publish an accountable repayment plan. In other words, if our delegates find that we don't have the vote to say no to the loan, we're recommending that we have a backup, which this is. It makes it clear that we remain opposed to any loan. But if any loan is needed, that these conditions must be met.
John?
I'll defer to Grace. I think she's going to make this.
I'd like to speak on this. The first thing is, an effort was made to get a loan only to pay that bill. The lender. Pardon me?
No, it's been seconded. Thank you.
The lender, which is a friendly lender, the community, it's basically government money has been lent to nonprofits to improve their sustainability. We were introduced to this lender by Wells Fargo Bank. The lender refused to give us the loan only to pay back bills because it's understood in the banking community that austerity measures alone are inadequate to sustain an organization. So because this is a mortgage loan that would be paid off over years, they would not accept a loan application without a strategic recovery plan and a legal risk management plan. And therefore, the lender added $300,000 to the loan to be used for improvement of our programming, which they understood is our business. So that was a stipulation of the lender, and it's the consensus of the, not the consensus, it's the opinion of several people on the finance committee that we will not be able to get a loan only to pay bills, because the lender will say, if you just pay your back bills, if you don't have a strategic recovery plan, and you don't have money to invest in improving your business, you won't be able to pay back the loan. So that is the reason for having money earmarked in the loan for investment in improving what we do. What was the other part of this?
Well, so there is a strategic recovery plan and required by the loan already.
For this loan.
It's considered that this lender is typical of most lenders, and our ability, because of our cash flow status, it will not be easy for us to get a loan, and that it would most likely be any lender. The other thing which is very important for this board to understand is that there are two reasons legitimate reasons for keeping things confidential. One is personnel matters. It's against the law to reveal the details of certain personnel matters. But that kind of discussion needs to be held in closed session. The second thing is contract negotiations, which I guess it's at the discretion. I'm not a lawyer, but maybe Janie could speak to this. So the loan negotiations may need to be held in closed rather than open session, which makes some of this motion difficult to implement.
One information, the reason that this is being introduced is the information about the loan, that it was a 10-year balloon payment at 7.5% in this economy, that this loan should be absolutely moot, and any new loan then be considered with these conditions. We're not talking about the loan that's presently on the table, because that's in the front.
Okay, go ahead, Sean.
There is, correct me if I'm wrong, Grace, but there is no loan. That loan got voted down in a close vote, correct?
The vote to approve the loan failed by a vote of 10-9.
So that loan is off the table. Well, if they...
Putting
up our building
in Escalado.
I don't know if you
responded.
I'll call
the public when I
call. You know, I remember that this loan is
That one is off the table, right? Yeah, nobody's asking KKFK to collect it.
Whether or not we need this, this motion, I don't see that it would hurt to vote it up. And I would call the question subject to 4 minutes of public comment on it. And I would suggest 1 minute per person to have four people doing public comment, and then we vote so we can move the agenda.
Here, here.
When the information agenda says 10 minutes of public comment.
No, I know, but this is one issue of the whole
PNB, right?
Of the whole PNB report. But we're talking about this particular motion, so I would like to just move the agenda, have 4 minutes of comment, and then go on to whatever else we might have, and you know, just move us along.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
And as it is, just to let everybody know, because I'm keeping track of this. We have 9 minutes and 44 seconds left on this whole topic. And I don't know whether that includes or doesn't include public comment, but whatever it is, I call the question subject to public comment.
Are we going to go pro and con?
There was a pro, there was a con. You know, if we go pro and con and everybody says whatever they have in their mind, we will never get past the first point on the agenda. Democracy is getting to the last point on the agenda. And that's
pro and con.
We had a pro.
You called the question. You have to call for a vote.
Point of information, can I ask before we do that? You said that we have 9 more minutes on a 1 hour report.
I was going according to this thing that says. Oh, you know what? I apologize. I was going according to the Finance Committee report, so I apologize. So I will add more time.
So
point well taken.
Okay. We'll take a pro and con.
Well, we had a pro and con. I saw the question. We've had a pro and con.
Okay.
We don't need more pro and con. Everybody knows.
Okay.
But we need public comment.
Yeah,
we have 4 minutes of public comment.
Okay, calling the question requires a second.
Second.
And what's the vote on calling the question?
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds?
Two-thirds.
Yeah.
Two-thirds.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, all those in favor? The only one right
now? All in favor of calling the question? Raise your hand. Yeah, opposed.
I have a point of order. That calling of the question was based on a misunderstanding of how much time there was for this item. We have two new PNB delegates sitting right here. The point of having anything introduced during this discussion is for them to take it to the PNB, and I believe they should have the opportunity to hear from LSC members and from the listeners before we vote on it.
From both sides.
That mistake. Why I called the question.
Point of order is not taken.
It's not moved.
Not taken.
Not voted.
Oh, not
voted. So I guess we have to make a rule.
So let's make a question. Take a public comment then.
All right.
No, okay, other PMD, we would like to hear them too.
No, they're not seated yet. I'm the only currently seated PMD member attending this meeting.
We're going to take public comment now, and then we're going to vote on it.
Okay, brother.
In my experience of the national board meetings, many of which I've attended, including ones as far back as 1974 and 5, number one, I've never heard of a loan between stations or, you know, between a station and the national office ever being paid back, ever. So I would assume that you're voting to mortgage your building, and in some cases it may have been, but it's not never been made public. No, we haven't found out. It's always been secret dealings behind doors between managers and the national office. which is exactly the opposite of what listeners need to know where their money is going. And I think having also the dynamics of the national board are pretty fluid and change from time to time. Therefore, having a backup position is definitely a good stance to have, and it seems to me a very good way. You know, the wording, the language of this particular backup motion is decent and also brings out some information to the public and to the listeners, and that's important. Because remember, all of this
time.
Money comes out of our pocket.
Time. All right, Jonathan.
Yeah. The reason this motion was put forward is due to a distinct lack of transparency and accountability regarding financial dealings at the network. This is why we are against the loan, first of all, but we are against continued non-transparency of expenditures.
Absolutely.
And so what I'm trying to say here is that we're still totally against any loan. And we're also upset that the loan was taken out against the CDs of the Berkeley for $300,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Pacific can't make such payments on such huge loans. That's the reality of it. And so we're against that. And we're also against using money from a loan to supposedly obtain other money. That's what's actually going on here. That's right, what you're implying when you make this generalized statement about
time.
We're against the loan, but we're for financial accountability.
Time. All right, Doug.
Obviously, I've been in this a long time. The Finance Committee has been dealing with our perennial CFO for half a decade. The structural adjustment opportunity that we're in, which is an opportunity for outsiders, specifically Wall Street and the banking community, to decide what we broadcast, has been a long time in the germination. Germinating. This is the intent of the CFO. It's always been his intent. If you can go back to all of his speeches over the years, the power to borrow has always been one of his main goals. The state of California and the setup to destroy our education in California and the rest of the human services and in our county, the $18 to $22 billion budget and their ability to borrow money, etc. These are long term setups, and you're in the target of the banking community and the bonding community and Wall Street structurally adjusting Pacifica. I can show you in programming, but this isn't an opportunity.
Gentleman in the black jacket.
And
this is the last four. I said, and this will be the last of four comments.
Well,
no. The last four comments.
Yeah. So we have the
nine. Just sort that list.
No, I'm not.
Thank you. Okay. So I'd like to just address a couple of comments that I heard Grace make about the goodness of the banking community and how it represents fairness and honesty. I think we all have others that just prove those statements. There aren't any good banks. They're there for their bottom line. They're not there for our good. And that's why they're taking on extra $300,000. I'm glad that loan is off the table, but I have my suspicions about any reintroduction of such a loan at the PMD. I think that any statements that we can make to the PMD, and I like this one, that guarantees where the money is going if we have to make a loan. And again, as Jonathan said, I think he and I represent the listeners who are getting the loan 100%. We don't want to put the buildings up. We don't want to put any assets up. There are other ways to increase our income. And this proposed motion specifies that there should be a plan for making the financial situation sustainable, and there should be a plan for repayment. And those are the two key critical issues that we have to keep in mind.
And to be public plans.
for us, the listeners who are actually paying the bill.
John B.
The way I look at it is pretty simple. I don't have the specific mission statement memorized. However, I think it's in direct conflict with a mission statement, any loan from a bank, because it's not going to the listeners for support. You're going to some group for support, putting a loose noose around your neck that could tighten up if you don't have the bucks. And it is in the background of the listeners. It's not open to the listeners to see it easily, like commercials, but it's just as damaging to the mission statement as commercials on the air.
Okay.
Chuck, I'd like to agree with everything I've heard so far and remind you from the mission statement, we're not a financial institution and we shouldn't be borrowing money to give money away. Absolutely wrong. And as a listener, I'd just like to announce my discontent of all the secrecy and underhandedness that goes on here, and people constantly asking me questions about what's going on and what are the problems with this.
Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, I have a serious concern about this. This any loan, I'm completely against any loan, especially with the kind of secrecy that has gone on here, and the fact that the members, representatives here, who were so-called elected by listeners, they yet don't report back to the listeners, are completely out of touch, have a disdain for listeners, and that's not okay, because the listeners are the vanguard, the stakeholders, and the supporters of our stations, and help sustain our stations. But this is going to lead to further national occupation of our local stations. That's going to be like further down the road. Before you know it, there won't be any local programming. Eventually, there'll be no local news. This thing will become a national project, and what you have is occupation, just like you have in Israel, just like you have in Puerto Rico, just like you have in Palestine, just like you have in South Africa. It's the same thing. The national will be so much in control that we will have very little to say. We have very little to say with the sneaky loan that was imposed. That was exposed finally. Let me just finish up my thought. That was exposed finally by members who were really in touch with listeners.
Hey, Abraham.
This is my first meeting, and I mean, I'm pretty disappointed in what I'm seeing here today. It's unfortunate that this is happening to all the, you know, actual liberated radio stations. It's sinking, it's going under, and you know, we spend too much time on personal issues like the dogs being in the room and stuff like that when there's so much important things going on. The secrecy and stuff like this. To me, it seems like there's intentional disruptors.
Hold on a second.
Wait a second.
Yeah, wait a second, bro.
Get outside, please. Let him finish.
Sorry. So it seems to me that there's intentional disruptors in eternally, or you know, within the committee, and as a listener, you know, I intend to involve myself more and figure who these people are and figure out how we can get them out of the way, because I really think they're ridiculous.
Wow, really good.
Thank you.
And Leilani, and that's the last one. You should
hang out with Chris.
I have an announcement to make. What's the
Land Cruiser? Anybody got any?
Oh, I got that.
Okay,
now we got some time. Can we work out rides at the end of the meeting?